Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, Ed, how are you?
Oh, I'm a little achy and breaky, but I'll make it.
Why are you achy and breaky?
I think it's my age. Other than that, there's no other good reason.
Nonsense, Ab. Nonsense. You're a young buck.
Okay. How are you today? How's life on the... How's life during wartime?
Life during wartime is engaging. It is, well, as you know, yes, I was kind of MIA yesterday, this new business initiative I have with my day job is pretty, not overwhelming, but it is, there's a lot on my plate
yeah.
to get this thing launched.
But I noticed you played hooky for 2 hours with your friends.
Yeah. I absolutely played hooky because I had no choice, because that was prearranged, and when somebody drives all the way across the state, you kind of tend to not say, man, I'm too busy. So with Paul over here and everything, nope, we had it, and it was a really good call, I thought, and I think an important call because it helped us hone the strategy a bit, and I just love those guys who are participating. It's just, especially John Jay, he is just kind of a savant. And then Jason, who he's a CEO of a tech company, so he's no small mind. He's awesome. When I met with Paul, he's an older gentleman who, he has been at this for a long, long time, and I spent about an hour with him learning his story. And this guy has gone through the entire process to where he hasn't paid a dime of taxes since 1992 and has had zero issue. I told him, I said, I don't think I have a set of balls big enough to go through with that, at least currently, but good on you. Let me fight one thing at a time, but I admire the fact that he did what it took to apparently be in the clear as someone who's a non-filer. And, I guess that is a category. It was pretty cool, but then.
Does he make a lot of money to, not file? What was his reason for not filing? Cause I'm a filer.
I'm a filer. We'll let him tell the story. I said one day we'll get you on and have a conversation.
Okay.
And he's thinking about it because he doesn't know if he really wants to open that can of worms for obvious
reasons. You tease me. Now you just tickled my balls and now you won't go further. You're a bucker.
Well, let me just say this. If you're a non-filer, you're going to get notices from every tax office in the land, and they are like whack-a-moles. They are all over the place. So he, in 1992, became smart, and he changed his filing address, his address of record with the Internal Revenue Service, to another office, another IRS office. So any notices that go out end up with another...
Yeah, but what is his reason for not filing? That's what I want to know. Because there must be a reason, and an inciting incident.
There was, and I'll let him share that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I haven't listened to your whole meeting yet, because I wasn't sure if it was... I know you... We encourage you to do everything publicly because it just saves time, but would it be of interest to me to watch that 90-minute video with those guys?
Oh, knowing you, absolutely.
Okay.
Or certainly listen to it. There were, like everything else, there were some really nice nuggets in there, and especially, I'd say, the last half hour when Nate from Secured Services Company got on as well. That guy really is a wealth of knowledge at a different level. And so when he and Robin and Jason and John started, you know, talking laws and statutes and what to include and what not to, you know, I just joked that I know what my lane is, and that's way outside of my lane, so I'm there for the ride. But it was just, you know, it's amazing. Some people.
Well, you brought them together, and do they work well together? Do they synchronize? Are they on the same page? Because they're all different people.
Yeah, I think so. There was some different philosophy as to the affidavit. Not the affidavit. Shit. With the oh gosh, it'll come to me. But some of the what to include. There were some different philosophies as to whether it's necessary to go to state level or not. So that was a really nice exchange. And I think we resolved it with a both and. And, but look, it's like, I understand. It's funny. I was watching some of the chat and there were people who were they're just, you know, they were really enjoying it, but they were like, I don't understand the thing. And I'm like, I don't either. But the important thing is, that it is, you know, it is a strategy that ultimately can put a lien against these CARES Act funds and lock them up. And once you do that, this whole charade shuts down. So it's a very cool strategy here, you know. And look, we're moving forward with it. We're going to John is going to do some work over the weekend. He's going to provide his comments back based upon the letter that Paul has written for Florida. Florida then is going to become the basis for all of the other states
go
ahead.
Do you think the people of Florida will be happy that they're stopping $250 million, say, going to Orlando and whatever that number is for Orange County? Because these are some pretty heavy bribes.
Do we really want to consider that? That's kind of like caving and giving in, right? It's like...
No, you know, I know.
Someone rapes your daughter, and let me think of a fair analogy. Someone does something illegal, and... I don't know. That's a shitty analogy. Sorry about that. Let me scratch that. I just want to find a better analogy where somebody does something illegal that benefits others potentially, but how much harm has it done? It hasn't benefited. It's like all it's done is put people on the dole, and that's bullshit because that lowers people's initiative to work. It takes...
Yeah, that hurts society.
It takes people's drive and initiative out of them, and there is no growth. All you're doing is shifting things to the Babylonian druids. Bastards, I might add. And in its wake is all of the businesses who have shut down. The fact we're all wearing these fucking masks, you know, not me, but society is. The damage that's being done to the kids. So absolutely no. I think people would celebrate it. And those people who were just enjoying being on the dole, let me tell you, that's not forever. That's going to be the hook in your, that's the bait on the hook. And so you may like how that bait tastes, but when they pull their pole up, man, you're hooked and you're screwed. So no.
You're dead.
Sorry, I'm
missing. Yeah, that. Okay.
That's
no, okay, right. Okay. No, that was good. Make sure you clip that and post it. Good. I'm just...
Oh, you post all these.
As your co-conversationalist, it's up to me to get information out of you and make you think. I don't like to be the one that drags everything down, but I also like to be a realist and think what probably will happen, and then you can react to that accordingly.
Sure.
Maybe because awesome. Sometimes dreamers they get so high in the sky, they don't get grounded again until someone yanks them down. I hate being the negative Nelly, the dragger down, but sometimes I think reality is really potent.
Well, you know, that's always welcome. Hopefully you know by now that I'm a little different than a dreamer.
You are. You're a man of action.
I don't waste my time on dreams. If I think it looks like it's going to be a dead end, and this feels the furthest thing from a dead end, and you know what I'm talking about otherwise, you know, I just will quickly disengage with something that's you know, pie in the sky. So I'm excited, and then so funny, it's like what's been weighing over me, because this new initiative that I have on the business front really requires me to craft some scripting and training for a group of people that is going to be, you know, calling businesses across the country. And so,
let
me finish the thought before I forget it, because I'm old.
There's a bit of a lag, sorry.
Yeah, so I was going to say, so I went to bed last night about 11:45, and it was just weighing on me, and I'm like, man, I got to commit all day tomorrow to this. I just got to shut the phones off and commit to it. Well, I woke up at 3:15 to go to the restroom, and I was like, up. I was up. So, man, I went to my computer. I sat down. I got all of my, I got everything that I'd printed out in front of me to work with in this initiative. And by 6 o'clock, I was done. And so I'm so happy. I have the whole day ahead of me, which I'm going to do a few things for the show today. Some things that I'm working on that aren't going to be completed today, but, you know, that I'm preparing. And today's a great day. I feel free.
Oh, good, good, good. I found a good find, Henna Maria.
You got a man crush on her, I can see. You're putting her everywhere.
Well, I just promoted the hell out of her. And maybe that helped get her removed from YouTube this morning, because she posted to YouTube. I was going to watch it. It was 20 minutes. I went in the shower. I came out, and YouTube had already pulled it down within an hour. So obviously they haven't.
What was the subject matter?
She was just asking what would you do under a tyranny. And she's such a sweet. Yeah, oh my God, yeah, that was yanked. So that means somebody is watching her content in real time almost. Anyone that's assigned to a channel and removes something within an hour is, that's very powerful. And she only has 4,000 subscribers on ScrewTube, so that means someone brought her attention. I hope it wasn't me. But, I grabbed it.
But there's also things that these bots out there listening for too, or things, but if you know, at least allegedly that's the case, and maybe there is human intervention. I would think that my channel would have been knocked a lot more by now, because I haven't pulled too many punches.
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but maybe you don't. Maybe once you hit 1,000, you hit a whole new category of. Or your view count is not high enough. Maybe all these things have so-called bot cutoff points. So once you get over so many views, I'm guaranteed that you go to human inspection and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
It's all tiered. But anyway, luckily she's really smart. She's cross-platformed herself all over the place, including Telegram, which I think might be a pretty great place to reside in the future when everything is shut down.
I was a little bit, when you set up the discussion group, I didn't really get that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that there was a / Uncle Odd that's just for me to make announcements and stuff. So when I started seeing all of these people commenting in there, I was like, And a lot of them are like, flawed, hey. And, you know, I don't pen pal through that stuff. Like the Xammy and stuff, I don't have time if someone just sends me a, hey, what's up? That, you know, that kind of thing. I just can't say, oh, I'm fine. Yeah. How are you? You know, so I was like, oh, fuck. You know? But
yeah.
Now I get
okay.
It. Now once I realize it's basically saying, hey, when a live stream's over and you're chatting in there, if you want to port it over to Telegram, you can continue the discussion there, and I'll be a voyeur into that. But I don't have to interact unless I want to. So now I get it.
Oh, yeah. And that was an optional thing. So what have you? Yeah, in Telegram, you have a broadcast group where you can just drop things in for broadcast. And the companion forum is just a discussion. That way anyone can chime in. But what happens is your broadcast posts go cross-post automatically into the discussion group. So therefore, people can interact with it. Yeah, I think it's for the very reason you said. Lots of posters, they don't want to be interacting. But on the other hand, all the subscribers, they might want to comment on it and talk amongst themselves. So yeah, for sure.
And I had somebody dump the best video I've ever seen or heard on Virus versus Terrain, the absolute best. As a matter of fact, I am screen recording it now, and then I'm going to upload it and have it transcribed so that I can use that as just fodder, because I want to – his delivery is so dry as toast. So
where did you get that?
I got it from the Uncle Odd discussion group.
Okay, good. See, that's the point. That is the point. If you can't take input, then you'll miss all that stuff. So, you got to be willing to sort the wheat from the chaff, and you did.
Yeah,
okay, great.
It's Jeff G is the YouTube content creator, Viral Misconceptions, presentation of viruses. It is excellent. You should repost that on FACO, too, because it is gold standard.
I'll have to watch. I got about 800 things to watch, but I will listen to that for sure.
Yeah, Mrs. Yana, you know, she committed to me today when she's doing her job driving around that she is going to listen to that, because in 45 minutes, if you still believe in the germ theory, then you're just not real intelligent, I believe. And I mean that.
Yeah, I agree. That includes every doctor under the pharmaceutical medical system.
It does. You know?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to listen to that. Well, Hannah definitely is on board that. The only thing that she's a little, well, you might not be on board with, she's apparently a vegan that's very spooked by eating animal flesh. But other than that, she is so smart, so well-spoken, and I subscribe to her on Patreon. $1 a month is all it takes to be a Patreon anybody. So
yep.
I think it's worth it. So I sent a little message, and I think you might have sent a message, so maybe we can get her on.
It'd be great.
Yeah, and I watched an interview she had with one guy, and one thing that we have to be careful with, because we like to talk, is the guy that interviewed her did all the talking again, and she hardly said a word. She's so polite, she wouldn't butt in and talk over. So
yeah,
I got to really learn to keep quiet.
I think we're getting better at that, or I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Put it this way.
She has so much to say.
I just was impacted by Mike's interviews and that kind of seared in my mind, okay, I need to make sure if you have a guest on, you have a guest on. You're not the guest. You know what I mean?
You gotta give that time.
Guest. Yep.
And that's the disadvantage of having two co-hosts, because we both want to say something, but then if we talk too much, then all the time is gone, and the guests.
Yeah, but I think we're getting the rhythm too, because if I ask a question or whatever, in my mind I'm thinking, okay, the next one needs to come from Ab, and I think you get that, and so I think we're doing pretty good at that. So I'm not worried about our interview style. No.
Okay, good. That's good. It's just we got to keep an eye on it, because we're both. But she was really good, and I want to get her on. And it's just, this is what I love about the internet, as long as we have it, that we just keep finding people that Right.
They're there, but how do you find, that's what your show can be great at, is we just find people and present them to people and say, you would have never heard about this person without us. And we see a lot of people. We don't bring you everyone we read or listen to, but these are the good ones. And
I'll give it to you. And at least we try to reach them and get them on the show. It's not not everybody responds to us for sure, but I think we've had some nice surprises of people who've responded, and we'll continue to do that. And that's why that Telegram chat room or whatever you call it, is discussion group. That's good too, because if somebody has somebody that they think, you know, would be a nugget for us, let us know in there, and preferably if you can do a little homework and find some contact information of that person. And then I also want to, because I want to do a little housekeeping video to talk about all of this stuff for people.
Yeah.
To say, you know, how do you reach us, what to expect, what not to expect. I have a Discord channel now that I haven't done anything with, but at least it's there, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll get there, you know, as time permits, we'll get there. But, you know, I would love for people also to reach out to some of their favorite content creators and suggest that they have us on their show.
Yeah, cross-pollination is very valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because even myself, I get stuck in ruts. I listen to the same people. And maybe they're spinning me into La La Land. Maybe they're just keeping me busy so I don't do anything. I don't know. But when I find somebody new, it's like meeting a new girl. It's so exciting at the beginning, and then you just delve into the background, see if they're still they still synchronize with you. And I enjoy it. So anytime anyone presents someone to me and you, and I bring it to you. If you don't like it, then we don't have them. But if we both like it, well, we're going to have one.
No, that's right. That's right. And just to let you know, I just have zero tolerance for what I'm going to tell you. I had posted that 3-minute gravy clip, right? And in the morning, I was searching all over find a non-copyrighted clip that said, pour me some gravy. So I finally found this Christian dude who, and I loved his voice and I loved how it said, you know, but he uses the word Jesus, and for me, I don't care. That's just funny. It's a great clip. So this woman comes in, she's the first commenter, and she's like, oh no, God's going to destroy the Fakeologist brand. And so I blocked her and deleted her comment in 10 seconds. If that's the comment that you have based upon, you know, somebody trying to present a little nugget so you don't have to listen to, you know, a whole video to really get, you know, I wasn't even mad. I was just like, you're gone. See ya. I'm not going to tolerate that shit for a second. You're gone. So, and I had another person who wanted a wrench, saying that there was a lot of people in the last one that we did who were knocking the Bible, and she wanted a wrench to be able to get them out of there. And I said, look, I debated atheists for 5 years. I said, I have skin so thick. I said, that doesn't bother me. If somebody has an issue or wants to debate anything faith-based or the Bible or anything, that's one thing. Here's my rules. These are my rules. You do it with respect. If you come in and you're disrespectful, and I made the analogy to the little kids table, I said, however you present yourself, because I'm having a little kids table at Thanksgiving, if it's inappropriate for these little kids to listen to, like, I don't want you throwing F-bombs into the chat and all of that. It's just unnecessary. But if you come in with intelligent discourse, and even for me, if you wanted to, debate anything, you got my email address. I'll take it offline. I'll have a call with you if you want to discuss anything. But disrespecting anybody within the chat, or hiding amongst each other, or just doing something that looks like you're a troll, you're gone. Banned.
Well, just on that, Fakeologist is a different brand than Uncle Odd. Uncle Odd, you have your own thing. We are doing a collab once a week, and we said at the beginning, I said to you at the beginning, I don't really want partners because it's not really necessary. You have your own style. You have your own beliefs. You have a lot of stuff that coincides with my belief. We have a huge overlap, and we're going to use that to boost each other up, not tear each other down. So I'm not going to. So we have such a huge overlap of beliefs that we can really use that to juice both our sides. So I still have my brand. You definitely have your own brand. Yes, you were an offshoot of the Fakeologist. I just kicked you up a notch, and I'm happy to have done so because you were uncomfortable swimming in my pool with all the different little fishes nipping at you. So I said, start your own lake, and there you go. So we can collab, and we can boost each other. Just like you've also made a collab with that airborne saint, and you have way more in common with him than I do. I'm fine with that, but there's a huge overlap with you guys, so you're boosting each other up, and maybe even some of them, those guys will fall into my sphere. I don't know.
Absolutely.
But it's a great cross-pollination, and we are all linked together in arms with our own interests. But there you go. I'm there's no brand that can be sullied. I don't have a brand. I'm not selling anything. I'm only asking for donations just to keep the place, keep the lights on. We're not trying to boost, but these collabs are way more important than me trying to pick a fight with the Bible believers because it's destructive, and we all know that divide and rule is the Babylonian droid. We're not.
Yeah.
We're joining. We're joining and locking together. That's it.
That was very well put, Ab. That was very
Thank
well
you.
Put.
And I want you to be independent. And yeah, you are independent. And if anything you can throw my way with links and with assistance, and I'll do the same for you. But I don't want to run your channel, and you shouldn't want anyone to run your channel. You have enough power, you can do it yourself.
Well, and this is just kind of a case in point of, is you and I both have enough experience. We're old enough to have, you know, it's not our first rodeo. And so you know when you find people who you can collaborate with to where you just have enough in common. And we do, you know, I love your style. I always love talking with you and your energy and everything, and you're consistent. I can't stand it when I don't do well with moody people. I know whenever I pick up the phone from you, you're going to bring energy to the conversation, unless you're bummed about something, and then we talk about it, you know? And I think it's very fair to say the same about me. And so that then creates that 1 + 1 = 11 dynamic, and I think that's the power of the collaboration. And so, and there's going to be others, like Brian Stately, man. That guy, he has a huge, a really nice following, and he's really focused on Mandela, and I'm Mandela affected. I don't think you are that much, which is fine. Does that mean that you somehow begrudge the fact that I want to engage with Brian and his community? Hell no. You know?
I've engaged with Brian for 8 years, so there's enough Brian stuff that I really enjoy, so I don't have to like all his girlfriends and all his ideas. That's not necessary. I look for the similarities, not the differences. So if it's okay with him, I just don't, I will not comment. I don't really want to comment on it.
Yeah.
And same with you. So as long as you don't try and pull me in, I'll go, if I want to go there, I'll go there. And otherwise, we can talk, we'll just keep talking about the things that are similar and that we can both agree on to an extent.
Exactly.
I don't mind debating. I don't mind debating. I'll talk to you about Mandela if I have to, but there's too much. You know, when I read this morning that Canada put an RFI, a request for information, for internment camps, I want to talk about that because that is really going to affect. Yeah, that is way more important than the Berenstain Bears and how it was written, because this is an immediate concern to me. And when our one lonely member of parliament who was kicked out of the party years ago for speaking out asks a question and doesn't get an answer about what our state or provincial government knows about these camps and will they be operating here, and they don't get an answer, that really pisses me off.
That's
so
scary.
That's way more important. Yeah, and it's not just for cold people that allegedly have this spooky virus. It's for people that discuss. So it's all in black and white.
Jeez.
Are people okay with that? Do they want to set up concentration camps in Canada? Again, because we did have them in World War II. We put Germans, we put Japanese there. And no, you don't learn about that history in Canada. And yeah,
right.
we did probably slaughter Indians for the same wrong thing, where they were put into the residential schools to learn what the whitey guys want them to learn, and if they didn't comply, they were most likely tortured and killed in a very deliberate and methodical and not so fast way. So do we want that again? Because history just recycles, we know that.
Wow. Yeah.
It recycles because everyone's memories are erased. Yeah,
right.
And if we have them here, you're damn sure they're being set up where you are too.
Oh,
whatever
yeah,
you want to call it.
FEMA
camp.
That's where so many people are who get their downloads from the TV. So many people are just oblivious to any of this. This would be like speaking Swahili to some people whom I know personally. They would just roll their eyes and just think, you have gone off the deep end, Uncle Odd, you conspiracy theorist, you. Man, last night, I don't know if you had the stomach to watch the vice presidential debate.
No, I tuned in for 2 minutes.
Dude, I heard him speak for 2 minutes and her speak for 2 minutes. And I texted my wife downstairs and I said, I'm out. I said, I cannot watch this. It turns my stomach. It's so fake. It is just so, I mean, I don't use, it's so G-damned. It's horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And the fact that there are so many people that just listened to that and took that download, that's where you have to just stop. You just have to say, shut that shit off. Because there's nothing good that comes from that.
Well,
it's not even information.
It's really bad for your brain. You know, I'd rather, even though they're telling you the plan, which is kind of important, they both probably are saying the exact same thing in a different way. But I'd rather watch a blonde woman with not so straight teeth and a nice face sitting in the mountains in Spain telling me about tyranny. That's way more important because she's saying in such a peaceful and calm and clear way. I can't ignore that. And I know that she sees through all the lies, and she's younger than me, but I don't care. That's what I want permeating my brain. I don't want the nonsense. And yeah, you identified the nonsense early in the debate.
Yeah. It's just like this is toxic. Their words are toxic for my brain, and you just gotta shut it off. Shut it off, and that's one vote that you can make personally, is shut that shit off. And
and
especially, man, when you start hearing them talk about the 200th, the President of the United States should not even be able to even run in this election because he has the souls of over 200,000 Americans who have died because of how he managed this virus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, let me help you do the math, honey. First of all, your premise is wrong. There is no boogie virus, A. B, there's 331 fucking million, you know, people. Probably a lot more when you consider the illegal aliens and the shit who weren't counted.
Yeah.
But let's call it, hey, let's have some fun. Let's call it 333 million. And
right.
Let's take that 200,000 divided by 3. Well, let's just do that, Ab. Shall we? Let me go to my calculator and let me plug in 300. How many people
die a day in the United States, period, this year, last year, the year before? What is the normal number of deaths? That number is way more valuable to me than whatever number they're making up for the COVID attribution. And because most people die of heart disease, that's number one. Heart disease, we have cancer. These are the normal ways that humans in the United States and everywhere else are dying. So what is that number? What is the number? Because whatever phony number.
I understand, but I just want to do a little math for you. Let's just say, so I have the answer here, and would you agree with me that 1% of the population, when you do it with a calculator, is 0.01? Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So that's 1%. Yeah. So 0.01% of 1%, right?
Yeah.
It's 0.0006 of the population. There are more people who die from shitting themselves every day than this alleged boogie virus. So shove that up your if you have an empty chair at your table, Joe Biden, blame Donald Trump. And Donald Trump.
No, that's sheer porn.
He says, "Oh, I've rolled up my sleeve and I'm the best president ever because I'll tell you what I did, man. I started the process of getting this vaccination produced, and we're going to have the military ready to be able to give these doses." Now he talks on that side of the mouth, and I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" So they're all puppets.
They're both enemies. They're both your enemy.
It's just a giant script, and these guys are paid actors. That's all they are. I mean, that's it.
They're bought and paid for.
Yeah. All right, brother. I gotta get
good timing. I'm almost
call at 9:30. Right. So. I will bid you adieu, but great chat, brother.
Nice chatting with you. Take care. Have a good day. Bye.
Safely. All right. See you, bud.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.